Welcome to this special update for Decentralized TV. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Decentralized TV, and my co-host Todd Pittner normally joins me on the episodes and will again soon, but I'm recording this separately, just as audio only, with an update for the outlook for 2025. Now, these are my views, but they're views based on conversations with some very in-the-know people. High-level people in the crypto industry, the builders, the people who are building the future of this industry. And as you know, I've interviewed, you know, lots of them. And so I keep in touch, and I haven't talked about crypto for a while until this recent, you know, Bitcoin, I don't know what you call it, the FOMO craze. This came up on the radar. Everybody got excited about Bitcoin hitting 100K. But then the book Hijacking Bitcoin came out, and that's by Roger Ver, who's facing 109 years in prison. He's being extradited from the country of Spain by the U.S. government that's involved in this absurd, ridiculous prosecution of him because Roger Ver is an advocate of freedom. Freedom from CBDCs. And Roger Ver, in his book Hijacking Bitcoin, which has become the number one book in numerous categories on Amazon, this book talks about how Bitcoin has been taken over by centralized controllers that want to keep the blockchain size artificially small, which really prohibits Bitcoin from ever being used for day-to-day transactions. Bitcoin has moved into an institutional phase now. You've seen, I mean, Trump and his people are talking about Bitcoin. I saw, I think, Eric Trump talking about how he thought Bitcoin would go to 1 million. And of course, Bitcoin ETFs have been launched. And so now a lot of people are buying, well, I can't really say they're buying Bitcoin. They're buying proxies for Bitcoin. They think they own Bitcoin, but they don't. Because if you don't have self-custody, you don't own it. That's the whole point of Satoshi's original vision, was that everyday people, individuals, should have custody and control over their money, and they should be able to trade with each other and exchange value without permission from anyone else. Well, if you buy Bitcoin through Fidelity, then you need Fidelity's permission to sell it, buy it, withdraw it, move it, exchange it, right? So now Bitcoin, under the institutionalized version of what it has become, no longer fulfills really anything of the original vision, which was supposed to be very low cost, you know, super affordable peer-to-peer transactions with self-custody, completely decentralized away from the financial institutions. Unfortunately, Bitcoin has not become any of those things. Whereas Bitcoin Cash, which was a very contentious fork of Bitcoin, actually does fulfill many of those things, if not all of them. So who knows? Bitcoin Cash might actually one day become more successful than the current version of Bitcoin, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I don't own any Bitcoin Cash. I do hold some Bitcoin, just for full disclosure. I hold some Bitcoin. I'm nervous about where Bitcoin is going. Let me give you my analysis, okay? And it's fine if you agree or disagree, but I'll tell you what I think I know. And this is not just about Bitcoin. This is about privacy coins. I'm going to talk about some projects that I'm aware of that are going to be launched in 2025, which I believe to be significant. But Bitcoin, in my opinion, is going to pump. It's going to pump big time. Eric Trump might be right. It might go to 1 million. Who knows? But Bitcoin has become just a proxy for speculation. It's not really useful in the day-to-day world, unfortunately. So what is Bitcoin really? If you're buying Bitcoin, what are you buying? You're buying into, honestly, it's just become digital tulip bulb mania at this point. You're buying something just because you think the price is going to go higher in the future. There's no other reason. It's not like you can ever use it for anything. Bitcoin has abandoned that. There are other cryptos that are far better at usefulness, like Monero is used for more trades and exchanges and purchases. Well, I mean, at least among those who value privacy, which is going to be a big deal. So The big trends for 2025, in my view, are number one, privacy coins. We're going to see the rise of numerous privacy coins and privacy coin projects. Aaron Day talks about Zeno, and I will mention that, but I also am aware that Firo with Ruben, Ruben Yap, Firo is about to roll out some new innovations. And also, I believe Monero is working on some new, well, I know they are. I don't know when they're going to roll them out, but Monero is going to upgrade its privacy in a substantial way, which is needed. Actually, the ring transactions structure of Monero is a little bit outdated. It actually has been outdated for a couple of years. Still works, still a great coin. And I prefer to buy Monero over Bitcoin, believe me, just because I don't want everything tracked. You know, Bitcoin is a surveillance coin. But Monero needs a major upgrade in terms of its privacy tech, and that's underway. But so privacy coins, that's a major trend for 2025. And then on top of that, the really big trend is e-commerce powered by crypto. So when I say e-commerce powered by crypto, I mean that some innovative people, one of whom is my co-host, Todd Pittner, are putting together e-commerce solutions based on privacy crypto. So let me tell you about three things that are on my radar right now. As I mentioned, my co-host, Todd Pittner, he's got a background with Epic Cash, and he knows all the Epic Cash people and developers and project leaders and everything, and they put together something called Now Deals. And I think maybe the website is nowdeals.com or .org. You can search for it, Now Deals. And Now Deals allows people to buy and sell using Epic Cash, which is a privacy crypto on the Mimblewimble blockchain. Now, as of right now, I haven't gone in and used that site yet, but Todd told me about it, and I wanted to mention it here because that's something to check out. I do believe e-commerce is going to be an exploding use case area for crypto. The second thing that's on my radar, because, of course, Bastion.com, that's Bastyon, I interviewed and I know one of the project leaders there, Daniel is his name. We use the Bastion infrastructure to build Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized blockchain-driven social media network where censorship is impossible and it has no central servers. And if you use the app, it bypasses domain name resolution. So you don't even need domain names to work in order to use Bastion. This is why everybody loves it, because when they were thinking that the Biden administration was going to throw the internet kill switch, shut off domain names, well, the Brighteon.io app, which is the same as the Bastion app, would continue to work. So we've been running Brighteon.io for, I don't know, a year and a half now, and the traffic there is now at its record high. It has never been higher. Well, Daniel and his team rolled out something called Barteron, B-A-R-T-E-R-O-N, Barteron, which is supported inside the Bastion app. And if you just want to see it real quickly in your browser, go to barteron.club. I know, .club. And that will bring up the Barteron system, and you can see what it is. Now, it's been announced. I mean, it's an international platform where you can buy and sell goods using the currency of the Bastion ecosystem, which is Pcoin. Pcoin is it's a clone of Bitcoin. It's basically just Bitcoin for the Bastion ecosystem or the Brighteon ecosystem. But because of Barteron, which has been launched in Russia and other European countries, and it's about to go big in the USA next year, and we're going to start offering goods on Barteron. This is a marketplace where people can have listings and they can buy and sell and trade. It's kind of like a Craigslist type of marketplace where the currency is Pcoin. So just like Todd Pittner has Now Deals where the currency is Epic Cash, Daniel and his team at Bastion have Barteron, where the currency is Pcoin, which stands for pocket coin. That's the coin that powers the Bastion ecosystem And currently, you can use Pcoin to buy essentially advertising or to boost your posts on Brighteon.io or Bastion.com, which are the same engine. But now Pcoin is going to be able to be used to purchase goods. So that's going to add this e-commerce component to this coin, which has been, it has had relatively limited use until now. But see, these are the practical things, like Todd's project and Daniel's project. These are the practical things that Bitcoin can't do. You know, Bitcoin is, it's just become a store of value, you could say, or really just a speculation engine. But no one's going to use Bitcoin to buy small items because Bitcoin, you know, the block size is too small, so the transaction cost is too high, and it's too slow also on top of that. So everyday e-commerce is going to fall to these other coins that are, they tend to be privacy-oriented, although Pcoin is basically a clone of Bitcoin. But then there's a third technology that's coming online in 2025, that's really exciting, that Aaron Day introduced me to. Now, Aaron Day is a friend of Roger Ver, the co-author of Hijacking Bitcoin. And Aaron Day, in an interview that Todd and I were doing with Aaron just recently, I published it Monday, Aaron Day, just out of the blue, he says that he met with the Xano team and that he's really impressed with Xano and that he's going to launch a gold-backed crypto, really a token on top of Xano, that is like tied to physical gold and silver that's vaulted, or maybe it's just gold. He calls it Karma, but it's spelled in an odd way. There's a U in there somewhere. I'm going to have to figure out how he spells it. But I'll ask Aaron about this more, because what Aaron is building is a privacy token, because the entire Xano blockchain is a privacy blockchain that eliminates the price risk associated with Bitcoin or any other coins, even Epic Cash or Ethereum or whatever, Solana, whatever. They all have a lot of price risk because they're not tied to anything physical. Well, Aaron Day's project called Karma, which is just, I did chat with him a little bit about this, and I asked him, like, is this going to work the way I think it is, where people deposit gold and then, like, in an approved vault, and then when that's audited, then they are issued the appropriate number of tokens that represent perhaps one token is 1 gram of gold, let's say. And then if they ever take gold out of the vault, then they have to submit and burn or, you know, destroy the tokens. So basically the tokens are exchangeable for physical gold. And Aaron said, yes, that's exactly how it's going to work. And I said, that's awesome, because as a merchant, if I'm going to get paid in crypto, I want to make sure that I can get paid in something that doesn't have a lot of price volatility risk as a merchant, because I probably need to convert that token into fiat in order to pay my vendors and employee salaries and whatever, you know, electricity bills, all of which are paid in fiat. So I don't want to get paid in Bitcoin and then think a day later it might plunge 50% or whatever, you know. I want to get paid in something that's tied to gold, because gold is, it's stable and positive. You know, gold keeps going up compared to dollars, but because gold is physical, it's not going to plunge like 50% in one day. That's not going to happen. So that conversation, or that chat conversation with Aaron, got me looking at Xano. And then I realized that Todd and I had interviewed one of the key leaders of Xano back last year. And I didn't really, honestly, I didn't think much about it, because I just flatly did not fully understand Xano at the time. And in the last year, Xano did some kind of a really amazing hard fork, where they introduced these new features. One of them is it's called a confidential layer privacy wrapper. So apparently, and you can read about this, it's a separate project called confidentiallayer.com. Confidentiallayer.com works with privacy coins. like Zeno. I think they're going to work with Firo, probably with Monero, who knows. Confidential Layer allows you to take Bitcoins, which are not confidential, not private, and wrap them inside a coin like Zeno. And then you can move the Zeno wrapped Bitcoin around in complete privacy. So you could spend it, you can send it, you can sell it, you know, whatever. And it's completely untrackable. And then at the end of that, somebody can remove the wrapper and expose Bitcoin. And so what Zeno has actually built is a technology to make Bitcoin private, which is kind of the holy grail of, you know, what's lacking in Bitcoin. Bitcoin lacks privacy. And so and so does Pcoin, which powers Bastion and Brighton.io. So with Zeno and Confidential Layer, again, you can wrap up Bitcoin, you can wrap up other coins in a privacy layer so that nobody knows what you're doing with it. So now this is a measure of utility that is really exciting, because there's going to be a moment, I would imagine, where Bitcoin holders realize, oh my God, I should have self-custody of my Bitcoin, and I should figure out a way to make this private so that I don't get tracked on everything I'm doing with it. Well, so now we have a high utility use case for Zeno, this privacy wrapper. And it's got a very rapid block time of 1 minute. It's got a hybrid combination of proof of work and proof of stake for its consensus algorithms. It's got incredibly advanced privacy algorithms. In fact, the white paper that was published by the lead developer for Zeno, I talked to a high-level guy in crypto who said he read that white paper and he was brought to tears by the brilliance and the beauty of the math. I'm like, wow, that's a really geeky thing to say, but you know, it just shows you the power, like the genius of the people behind Zeno. Like they can, their math is so freaking beautiful, it makes other people cry. You know, it's like, wow, I don't even know enough, you know, cryptography math to be brought to tears over that. But for the people who know what this is, they're just blown away. So the outlook then, in summary, 2025 is going to be a year of privacy coins rising and e-commerce use cases rising. And with this confidential layer protocol, you're going to see privacy wrappers start to become more commonplace for non-privacy coins like Bitcoin. Now, obviously, this is going to drive the governments completely insane, because they always want total control, total surveillance, what have you. So you're probably never going to see these privacy coins on Coinbase or the government-controlled exchanges. And it's pretty clear the Trump administration is going to want to drive everybody into Bitcoin only. And they're going to do a big pump on Bitcoin, probably lasting 1 to 2 years is my guess. Eventually, there'll be a big rug pull, probably, on Bitcoin. But for the next while, big pump. And this pump is going to be significant. You know, Trump and his team and his people are going to pump like crazy. And everybody's going to think they're getting rich on Bitcoin. And that's, you know, tulip bulb mania. Yeah, everybody thinks they're getting rich for a while until it ends. And then at that point, it's like, oh, well, so much for the tulip bulbs. I guess they weren't worth $100,000 each. They're just tulips, you know. That's some interesting history. But crypto will succeed because of the use cases, using it for e-commerce, using it for gifts, using it for donations, using the privacy features of it, using it for transactions that banks don't want to handle. Like maybe you want to buy like a hemp extract. It's still legal. Let's say it's even THC free, but it's got cannabinoids in it, you know, cannabidiolic acid. Well, most banks don't want to handle that. Merchant accounts don't want to handle that. They consider that high risk. So, you know, crypto is going to be really useful for buying things that the establishment is trying to shut down. That might even include ammunition or firearms at some point, you know? So just be mindful of this entire trend here. because crypto's not going away. And you're actually going to see a lot more people moving off the exchanges, I believe, and learning about privacy crypto, learning about self-custody, and using unified swap services like Uniswap is one of them, or using atomic swaps, using non-custodial swaps, or buying and selling their own coins on non-KYC trading platforms that exist, that are out there. I don't think I'm going to name them, but they're out there. And, you know, look, the bottom line is things are about to change dramatically for crypto in 2025 and for e-commerce using crypto. And we're big advocates of this space, so we'll participate probably in multiple systems with multiple coins. But I tend to favor privacy coins because I believe that privacy is a fundamental human right. So if you want to stay informed on all this, keep checking out our interviews at decentralize.tv. You can also hear my podcast at brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And you may also want to check out our AI open source models. We're releasing a brand new model March 1st, and that's found at brighteon.ai. So check it out. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for listening. Join the official discussion channel for this show on Telegram at t.me/decentralizedTV, where you can ask questions or offer suggestions of who we should interview next. Also, be sure to subscribe to the email newsletter on decentralized.tv, where you'll be alerted about one day in advance of each new upcoming episode before it gets published. On decentralized.tv, you'll also find links to our video channels and social media channels across all platforms, including Brighteon, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, Truth Social, and more. Check it all out at decentralized.tv. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of PetMectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-Googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which was featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.